Good morning, everybody. I hope you had your coffee and you're feeling so good on this morning. You gotta stay encouraged and do what you gotta do. What's up, guys? It's Black Diamond with the Black Diamond Experience. I hope all is well. I'm feeling jolly this morning. That was a good cup of coffee I had. Sitting here with little baby London. She's having her waffle eggs and bacon with some milk and her iPad turned up to the max. I hope everyone is well out there. Still going through this tragic moment of two legendary legends, iconic, you know, Kobe and his daughter Gigi. A lot of us that love Kobe for all his ethics and, you know, his, you know, loyalty work that he put in for his team. Angry, sad, mad, all of it played in the play with a mix of emotions when it comes to not being able to say goodbye. And with that being said, I lost a lot of loved ones as well, and I didn't get to say goodbye to violence, you know. Kobe and his daughter and others that was on a plane was on their way to a good cause, you know, for a basketball camp in name of his daughter, Gigi. And I think that was so marvelous for him to be, you know, retired from the basketball career to invest his time, love, into her basketball career. That's a man. That's a father. I mean, I respect him to the fullest. And he have really left a mark on this earth for all of us. You know, and I'm very, very thankful that to be a part of the legacy. You know, to even see, you know, the greatness in front of my eyes. So with that being said, guys, we can always push towards greatness. You gotta believe in yourself and build up your success. Oh. Y'all, I'm in a singing mood this morning. And just sometimes you gotta just smile and laugh and just keep your heart and mind and soul healthy, you know? So I'm very thankful, very grateful for life. And you live every day, you die once. I hear this all the time. Excuse me, guys. And I can't express myself enough to say that I'ma live it up. I'm going to live it up. I'm always going to be the life of the party. So if I walk in a building, I walk in a room, whatever, you know, and it seems like it's a bunch of dead, sour worms. It's just like they're dragging and drowsing through life. Nada. It's not happening when Black Diamond's in the building. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's good? What's good? What's good? Hey, ho, what's wrong? What's wrong? Let me give you some of this good energy so you can pick yourself up, because I don't want that bad energy around me. I don't want bad energy around me. I don't negativity. You got a lot of people out here that just love judging others. I mean, they get a kick out of it. Me personally, I'm not here to judge others, and I'm not here to collect a whole bunch of sob stories. You know what I'm saying? Let's motivate each other to just be great. Got to let the past be the past sometimes to move forward, you know what I'm saying, in order to live this life out here that we call life. In this world that we call society. So not for nothing, Black Diamond won't give up, no. Yeah. I'ma keep on pushing and doing what I got to do. Oh, I gotta do what I gotta do. For my children, you know we living, and I gotta give all I have with you. Woo! Just gotta be thankful some days. No, I'm not a millionaire over here, but I will say I'm rich in my mind, my soul, my spirit. And every day I'm feeding myself new wisdom, new knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to stay on top of my game as far as like worth ethics, speaking, politically correct, as the people say, with proper grammar. You know, I'm working on all that daily. So just to have that rich mindset and to have knowledge of self, I feel so powerful over here. And I know from day one who I am and the effect that I have on crowds when I'm around certain type of people. So I know I'm a part of this greatness. You know what I'm saying? I'm a part of my era of historical history. History in the making from day one, you know? So I just gotta let the people know. She's on her way. All I gotta do is push hard every day and pray my way through. Yeah. I know he got my back. Oh, yes, he do. Yeah. Me and my children, we gonna be alright. And all you people out there that's listening this morning, you're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. Yeah. It's gonna be alright, guys. Y'all just stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. And to all of my phenomenal women out there. You heard what Maya Angelou said. Yeah, so guys, I'm feeling good this morning. I'm getting ready to work on a few business projects. Do some checkoffs on the weekly business list, which ain't much. I don't like to work hard. Yep. Nope. I'm not Black Diamond. Black Diamond don't like to work too hard. Okay. Period. Yes. So, with that being said, guys, I'm just going to get my priorities in order daily. Keep my eyes on the prize, do what I gotta do for these girls, and keep pushing forward and not make too many excuses. For a long time, I've been procrastinating as far as music, advertising, marketing, setting goals and achieving them, moving backwards, dealing with the wrong people, traveling the wrong pathways. Man, I done did it all. But I can't sit in a day and sit around and sit and dwell on things that I made a mistake on or things that didn't, you know, help me progress from my past. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. So every day I'm dreaming big, I'm thinking big, I'm working on big things. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if it get accomplished that day, I'm still pushing forward in those big, great things that I'm doing, you know? So I'm not mad with anyone. I don't hate anyone. I don't despise anyone. I pray for all my people, all my enemies, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Black Diamond is here for you. You know what I'm saying? You need a kind word. You need some direction towards a road, or you need some resources, whatever. Whatever I can help with, I can help. You feel me? It ain't all about money all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody owes nobody nothing. We all have a will inside of us to go get it. You understand? And long as it's out there, I'm going to go get it by any means. I don't care what nobody say, what nobody feel about me, none of that. Because if it's not positive energy, I don't want to hear the negativity. Because at the end of the day, my past don't make me, okay? God made me, and I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going. Understand me. You understand? Because at the end of the day, you got a lot of naysayers that just sit around all day worrying about every little flaw they could think of with that person, but can never see their own self. I never got that through my head. Why is so many people like that? You know what I'm saying? I never judge others, but I will check you real quick. You know what I'm saying? I always been like that. Always been outspoken, always speaking something that straight come to my mind. And I had to catch myself on that, because a lot of times I used to just be chopping with my mouth, saying all kind of stuff, talking about all kind of stuff. Ain't had nothing to do with me or mine's, just in everybody's business, doing all this and doing all that, gossiping every day. giving myself a headache about other people's problems and trying to figure it out and being an inspector on this case, that case, thinking I'm a paralegal and a lawyer. Man, I was doing it all. Giving myself a wore down, a headache and everything, but everything that didn't have nothing to do with me and pulling myself back. I had to pick myself up and realize, hey, what are you doing, Black Diamond? This don't have nothing to do with you. This right here ain't going to build your equity up out here in society. This right here ain't going to, this situation ain't going to feed your children. This situation ain't going to put no money in your pocket. Why are you worried about it? I had to ask myself, Black Diamond, why are you worried about it? Why are you concerning yourself with somebody else's business that they didn't even concern you with? Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. But this is my business. I always felt like the loyalty towards my family and friends, whatever they got going on, I got going on. So you mean to tell me that is not how it works in the real world of reality? Oh, my. I got to focus on me. I got to love me first and help me first. Oh, my. Now I see where I've been going wrong. I want to put me on hold and save the world. I cannot do that. Oh, no. Can't do that. But anyway, guys, I'm just giving y'all a little rundown on Black Diamond. Few issues and dilemmas in life. I can't tell you my whole life in one day. You're going to have to follow this podcast. And I can't say this enough. Anchor got it going on right now. It's popping right now. It's a free app. All you got to do is go to anchor.fm or go to your app store, Apple store, whatever, and download the app Anchor for free. It's a purple little app with some little white line things on it. Download it for free and look me up, Black Diamond, BlackDimond 2020, and follow my podcast. I'll be here all through the week. In my earlier post episodes, I was telling you guys that I do Monday through Wednesdays. I like to talk, chit chat, whatever. I can run down the stories with y'all on my podcast. Give y'all a little bit, you know, my story from an artist to a mother to a businesswoman, whatever I may be wanting to talk about for that day. Share some of my music with y'all, my lyrics, all type of stuff. It's just a Black Diamond experience. Come join me. And you're going to be excited. You're going to hear some great podcasts. You're going to hear some good stories. You know what I'm saying? Just come check me out. You know, I like podcasting because for the simple fact, I can talk and talk and talk as much as I want. I'm not being interrupted. I don't worry about no, excuse me, guys. I don't got to worry about no comments coming through. I don't got to worry about nothing interrupting my podcast. But at the end of the day, I'm thankful for every revenue I can get, every pathway I can get, every airway I can get to tell my story. Everyone should want to tell their story, their journeys, some type of way, instead of just living a life, your story never get heard, and you just die. Now, I don't want to just die. I want to be a legacy. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. I'm so full of songs and lyrics and music. Let me tell you something. I love me some Black Diamond. You better love yourself first. You better love yourself first. Because I love myself first. For better words. I love me. Let me tell y'all something. I got all kind of styles. Hip hop made me. I'm an 80s baby off top. You already didn't know, but now you know. Guys, I want y'all to have a lovely rest of the week. Praying for all the families out there that lost their lives on that plane with Kobe and his daughter Gigi. Rest in power, every last one of you. Every last one of you on that plane was on your way for greatness, was great people, great backgrounds, great ethics, you know. And Kobe will always be remembered. Gigi will always be remembered. All those great coaches will always be remembered. The Lakers, legendary, everybody will always be remembered, you know, throughout all the greatness that went on in the history of his 20 years of basketball. And I want to end this with love, praise, peace, and comfort. And I pray to everyone out there that's going through a loss from a loved one, pick yourself up, pray your way through, and stay strong for the generation that's still a part of you. Have a blessed week. Toodles.